This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And as always, we'd like to provide you with a variety of different guests on our program today. None other than the United States Army. That's right. We are partnering with them and have been for the last couple of years to make sure that we've spread that story and information about the United States Army. Here to talk to us a little bit more about that is Lieutenant Colonel Barry Winnegan. Hello. Thank you for being with us.
Hello.
He is the battalion commander of the United States Army Recruiting Battalion in Houston. New to Houston, but not new to our chamber. He has been very engaged. So has his team. So thank you. Observations about Houston now that you've been here a whole, 2 months or so?
Oh, my God. I love this town. I never want to leave. I'm just
going to don't leave. It's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. As a native Houstonian, I can tell you it's a very open, welcoming city. A lot of energy. And you can stay as busy as you want in Houston. That's for sure.
Definitely.
Well, tell us a little bit about the United States Army. I know that in our conversations, a big challenge for you all and opportunity is that to continue to recruit the best and the brightest, certainly in the Hispanic community, a lot of outreach going to this particular community to dispel myths and misperceptions, and we've been out there telling that story. What is the goal of the U.S. Army as it relates to Hispanics and recruiting?
Well, Dr. Maria, first I just want to thank you for inviting me out here this morning. To be on this program. And thank you for all you do, not only for the Hispanic community, but the community as a whole in Houston. You guys do a great job, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it all.
Well, thank you so much.
So, you know, what I really want to talk about is some of the challenges that we face in recruiting. So, as you know, Houston has a great economy. So one of our biggest challenges is the young people in Houston have so many opportunities. If you're 18 to 24, we compete with big oil. We compete with the science and technology industry here in Houston.
So we
really do think our program is as competitive as those as well.
Sure. And as you said, so many options. And certainly for parents, the engagement of understanding what one can do as a career, not just as a pass through, but a career in the Army, the educational opportunity. So talk to us about that.
Right. And you spoke earlier about some of the misconceptions. Currently about 79% of the folks that do enlist in the military have a family member that was in the military.
Yeah, it's a legacy.
Right.
Yes.
So there's a lot of young people that don't know anything about the military. So that's what we're trying to do here is educate about what we offer and some of the opportunities. As a member of the U.S. Army, you're going to get a chance for education. You're going to get a chance to better yourself. You're going to learn leadership, discipline, all those things that are going to make you a better citizen when you come out on the other side of this.
Whether it's a four-year opportunity or you make a career out of it. One of the things that we've seen in talking to officers that have come out to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is how it has changed their life. And what is particularly interesting to me is that I have met several individuals who said, I needed discipline, I needed structure, and I just couldn't do it. And then I'm thinking, how do you go from not having discipline, not having structure, and then decide, okay, I'm going to the Army where it's all about that. What is that? What do you attribute that to that so many go in there looking for that structure?
Well, it's just a culture. You know, as you come in as a young person, and we've all been young before, So we make past mistakes. We learn from them. But the military quickly takes a young person and teaches them discipline, dedication, and most of all, teamwork. Learning to communicate and work with other people.
Yes.
You know, being a part of the Army is like being on one of the greatest teams on earth. and you take that. And when you get out, you learn to do the same thing at your civilian job or your civilian business.
Yeah.
And you know, in this business or any business,
all of these skills transfer.
Right. Learning to network, how to talk with people, how to lead others is invaluable.
Yeah. Well, and certainly we know that there's a lot of things you're doing. What are you doing in particular to reach out to Hispanics?
So you'll see that the Army has changed its recruiting over the past year just to try to reach out to young people. We formulated an esports team, so you'll see Army folks out there playing video games. We have a fitness team that goes around and does CrossFit competitions. You'll see us on social media a lot because that's how folks communicate, especially younger folks. So you'll see us on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, all those social media apps, trying to reach out and make sure the young folks know that we're here. If you want to take this journey, we got an opportunity for you.
Yeah. And so in that vein, thinking about what is going on here in Houston in particular, so many folks are, in fact, not out there engaged, exercising. They're behind their phones. They're behind a monitor. They are not, necessarily ready, prepared to be in the Army. What are you doing about that?
Yeah, so you bring a great point. And that's another reason we're reaching out to the Hispanic community and young folks. We know it's a different culture when you grow up nowadays. A lot of folks don't grow up playing sports and being physically fit. And that is a component of being in the military. So when somebody takes the journey with us, we do what we call a future soldier program.
Yes.
So we take those soldiers and we have a routine exercise program.
Starting early with them. Yes.
Yes, to help them kind of cope with their transition into the military because, become physically and mentally ready.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And so again, here we are at Intercom and we're happy to be here with the United States Army. They are our newest partners again here with the United States Army and talking about what it is to make sure that we get that Hispanic community and young people in the Houston area prepared to serve. It's a challenge. It's not something that you can just sign up. You have to work for it. It's a battery of tests, et cetera. What should people know as it relates to the benefits post the United States Army?
So I think we talked about it a little bit earlier. Some of the benefits of being a veteran are being in any military service is obviously GI Bill. So you can use that to pay for your college on the other side. If you don't want to use it, you can transfer it to your family members. So if you have a son or daughter or some other family member, you can pass it on to them.
Yes.
Same thing. If you're a resident of Texas, they also have the Hazelwood Act, which also pays for your college tuition. Mm-hmm. You can pass that on to your family members as well. And then there's a host of other benefits with certifications. We got over 150 jobs in the U.S. Army. 99% of those have some type of civilian equivalent or certification that you can come back to your community. And the best thing about being in the Army, those folks come back and they're better citizens. They're more likely to graduate college. They're more likely to vote. They're more likely to participate in their community. And that's what it's all about, really learning and becoming a better part, a global citizen.
Well, we know that the partnership with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce has been very beneficial because there are people who have misperceptions or perhaps don't understand that there are so many jobs, as you said. You guys prepare them to become lawyers, all of these different jobs within the Army and outside of it. Talk to us about some of those careers.
So we really do have a robust medical program. So if anybody is interested in the medical fields, they'll get, top-notch training in the military that is easily transferable. We have military police like myself. I'm a law enforcement guy. We have all kinds of areas that if they're interested in, people can sign up and become a part of that, and they can get certified and use those skills on the outside. So it's a great opportunity. And or you could become like me. A few of us hang around for a long time. I've been doing this for 22 years because I love it.
Yes.
You heard my story before. I come from a low economic background. I joined the Army, and it opened my eyes to a whole world that I never knew was out here. So I've seen places, I've done things that I never would have had an opportunity to do if I hadn't joined the Army.
Well, and we're so happy that you did, and we're thrilled to have the United States Army as one of our partners, and we look forward to our continuing partnership with you guys. Congratulations, and thanks for all you do. You make us very proud.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.